Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 22, starting in verse 47 and ending in verse 71. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. But even as Jesus said this, a crowd approached, led by Judas, one of the 12 disciples. Judas walked over to Jesus to greet him with a kiss. But Jesus said, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" When the other disciples saw what was about to happen, they exclaimed, "Lord, should we fight? We brought the swords." And one of them struck at the high priest's slave, slashing off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus spoke to the leading priests, the captains of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him. "Am I some dangerous revolutionary?" he asked, "that you come with swords and clubs to arrest me? Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? I was there every day. But this is your moment, the time when the power of darkness reigns." So they arrested him and led him to the high priest's home. And Peter followed at a distance. The guards lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat around it, and Peter joined them there. A servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began staring at him. Finally, she said, "This man was one of Jesus' followers." But Peter denied it. "Woman," he said, "I don't even know him." After a while, someone else looked at him and said, "You must be one of them." "No, man, I'm not," Peter retorted. About an hour later, someone else insisted, "This must be one of them, because he is a Galilean too." But Peter said, "Man, I don't know what you are talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. At that moment the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Suddenly the Lord's words flashed through Peter's mind. "Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me." And Peter left the courtyard, weeping bitterly. The guards in charge of Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and said, "Prophesy to us. Who hit you that time?" And they hurled all sorts of terrible insults at him. At daybreak, all the elders of the people assembled, including the leading priests and the teachers of religious law. Jesus was led before this high council, and they said, "Tell us, are you the Messiah?" But he replied, "If I tell you, you won't believe me. And if I ask you a question, you won't answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated in the place of power at God's right hand." They all shouted, "So, are you claiming to be the Son of God?" And he replied, "You say that I am. Why do we need other witnesses?" They said, "We ourselves heard him say it." Once again, that was Luke chapter 22, verses 47 through 71 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. These verses show the darkness of human nature. Peter attacked then denied, the soldiers were sneaky at night, and the leaders subverted justice. Criticizing these characters misses the point. We all deny, attack, sneak, and subvert. What is most tragic is that all these characters were part of God's people, yet they turned against God himself. Religion is not enough to save us from human nature. Jesus came so that our nature could be crucified with him, and we would be given a new nature. Jesus didn't come to make bad people good but dead people reborn. These verses, human history, and our own lives all show the same problem, sin. Trying harder won't solve the problem. We must surrender to Christ and work together with him. Jesus offers to send his Spirit inside our hearts to transform us from the inside out. Nothing else will work. These verses also revealed the stunning majesty of the Lord. When he was denied, he forgave. When his follower hurt someone, he rebuked his follower and healed the hurt person. When the Sanhedrin refused to hear the truth, he still declared the truth of who he was. Quoting Daniel 7, Jesus proclaimed he is the Son of Man who has all authority and sits on the right hand of the Father. They considered him a liar, and most of the world thinks the same. But those who follow him know the truth of his words. He is the Lord, and he spoke the truth even when he knew it would cost his life. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Why was Jesus willing to sacrifice his life to tell the world about who he is? Does this inspire you to tell others? How is the Holy Spirit changing your life? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.